Praise God. Let us pray. Oh, blessed Father, we give you praise. We honor you. We worship you. There's none like you. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you for making our lives beautiful and using us to beautify the lives of others. Thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. And thank you for the scriptures, for your word that give us light at all times. And now again, our hearts and our minds are open for the entrance of your word. We give you praise and honor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. What an amazing IPPC it has been so far. You know, some of us have been feasting at the feet of a man of God since Monday. And of course, for those of you, our brothers and sisters, that joined us today, if all you came for was just this morning's session, it would be something to shout about. Hallelujah. But of course, there's so much more to come. There's so much more to come. And we're just grateful to the Lord for having us in mind in a special way. I want to talk to us about the message of the month. The message of the month. This month of November. Do you remember what the message of the month is? What is it? Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Pastor gave us several scriptures. Let me just start from the first one. Matthew chapter 26 in verse 41. Matthew chapter 26 verse 41. Put it up on the screen if you can. Jesus talking. He said, watch and pray for a reason. He didn't just say watch and pray. He was very clear. He said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Then he said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. This was Jesus talking to his disciples. He knew the importance. He knew what was coming. And that the Lord preserved this for us means that it is relevant to us, for us today. And then for the Spirit of God bringing it to our mindset, to our consciousness, in this month of November, that it is a month to watch and pray, it means this is very close. This is not something you should take lightly. It's not a suggestion. The first way you should regard something like this is that it is an instruction of the Spirit. An instruction is not an idea. An instruction is not a suggestion. An instruction is not an assumption. It is very definite. If the Spirit of God is saying we should watch and pray, that is exactly what we ought to do. So, Jesus told his disciples, watch and pray. And we know the rest of the story. They didn't. And guess what happened? There was trouble. But we are wise. Say we're wise. We follow instructions. Yeah. So by the Spirit of God, a man of God has brought to us this word. It's an instruction of the Spirit. And when you receive an instruction of the Spirit, you have just about 5 points I want to share with you. And this is the first one. An instruction of the Spirit should make you rejoice. Because for the Holy Spirit to have an instruction for you, that is big. This is the Spirit of the Lord Himself that knows everything. And then to have a word for you, not many people can say the Holy Spirit spoke to them or the Holy Spirit sent a word to them. But you are in the blessed category of those that can receive a word from the Holy Spirit. So that the Holy Spirit sends you a message should make you rejoice. Yeah. Because it is for your advantage. Part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 16, he said, when he comes, he shall show you things to come. So it's for our advantage when we receive an instruction from the Holy Spirit. So that's the first thing that should come to your mind. You should want to rejoice because you just heard from the Holy Spirit. This will give you an advantage that others may not have. I remember a story that a man of God, not a story, pastor was ministering at a meeting, at a conference. And I heard him use this example. And it stayed with me. It blessed me so much. And it has helped me to embrace more closely the things that come from the man of God. Do you remember the story in the Bible about the man who had a friend come to visit him? And then because he wanted to give his friend something, he went to another friend and he knocked on the door to get some bread. And the other friend said, "Go away, I can't open the door now. I'm in bed with my children." How many of you remember that story? All right, now he kept knocking on the door until the man had to open the door. And the Bible tells us that even if he hadn't opened the door, he hadn't come to the door because he was his friend, but because of his importunity. That word, a word that connotes or gives the impression of persistence, gives the impression of effort that he put in to get the bread. Because of that effort, he wouldn't take no for an answer. The man would give him the bread. Now, watch this. When he collects the bread, did he collect the bread for himself? He collected the bread to take to his friend, right? Now, when he gets home to give the bread to his friend, it is now up to the friend to receive it and eat it or not. The man has done what he was supposed to do. The pastor said, sometimes when a minister brings the word to the people, it has that sense. You may not know what the minister did. You may not know how he received the word. You may not know what he did to get the word, to fetch the word. Now, when he brings that word to you, because it comes to you so easily, it doesn't make it any less precious. That word comes to you, it came from deep. Sometimes you have to remember, where is this word coming from? When the man of God says, the Spirit says, this is the month of, it wasn't fetched from the newspaper. It wasn't fetched from any earthly dimension. It was from the Spirit coming to us. This is something you may never have received by yourself. How many of you would have known that this month of November would be the month to watch and pray? How many of you would have known? None of us. But thank God the man of God knew. He received that message. He delivered it to us. It's a precious message. Don't waste it. You embrace it and you receive it. Say amen. Amen. So watch and pray. Will you watch and pray? Yes, because it's an instruction from the Spirit. Number two. Today, our man of God shared with us about the three dynamics of Christianity. Then we got to the third one. I'm trying to explain to you why you have to watch and pray. He got to the third one and said, the third one is the war. And that we must recognize it's not enough to teach about the work. It's not enough to teach about the work. We must also let Christians know about the war. Then he said, someone may say, well, I'm not at war with anybody. I'm not at war with the devil. I have no problem with the devil. Pastor said, it's not whether you have a problem with the devil. It's that the devil has a problem with you. So even if you think you're not at war, he knows he's at war. And if someone has a problem with you, then you better be watchful. You have to be watchful. Because the one who has a problem with you is going to be looking for any opportunity to cause you harm. His job is to try to stop you from fulfilling your destiny, from being all that you ought to be. His job is to try to stop you from being the victorious person that the Lord called you to be. That's his job. So you have to watch and pray. That's what the Bible tells us to do. You can't think that it's not necessary. It is necessary. To say it is not necessary is to say that the scriptures are incorrect. If the Bible says watch and pray, you better watch and pray. Praise God. In the book of, still reading, let's read the 1 Peter chapter number 5, from verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Look at what the Bible says. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9. Who resists steadfast in the faith? Praise God. You resist.